now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
It is 8:41 on the Mike Calter Show. I want to go see Metallica.
Yeah, man. Mike O's going to see him.
So is Bobby, I think. Is that in August in New York?
I think, yeah. Well, I think Meadowlands also, over in Jersey, whatever, because JP, I think, is going as well.
Let's I was talking up to Max last night, and he was like, Bobby's son, he's like, I'm going to see Metallica in August. I went, ooh, I would do that.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of video. They've been showing a lot of like backstage video of them walking out and stuff, and
it gets all hyped. They sound great, and the way they have that stage set up, yeah. I mean, it is huge, and they can go all over in different places and play, and yeah, it looks really cool. I got to see them last time was a few years back in July over in Orlando, and it was a great show. It was for Hardwired for that tour,
yeah,
it was great. I was down in the snake pit. Right down there.
We missed the boat on not going to that one in the Hard Rock in South Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tried to get tickets. Remember, they kicked me out of queue.
Oh, yeah.
I was like getting tickets, and then I was out, and then I bought tickets, and then they were like I put in like the last number, and they're like, "Nope, you're out of here." And I was like, "Son of a bitch!"
The last time I saw Metallica, the stage round rotated.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
by the beginning of the concert, Lars was like on the opposite side, and by the end, he was on my side.
Yeah,
so they were in the round, but like, you couldn't see it moving. It was like slowly turning the entire show. So like the whole band made their way around.
Don't you think every concert should be in the round? Because no matter where you sit, like Amalie Arena, my wife went to see Prince there, and he was in the round, and she was dead center in the middle of the arena. So for the majority of the time, he was right. I mean, well, for the whole time, he was right in front of her. The majority of the time, he was facing her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's fair to everybody in the arena to have the full view.
I don't know. Maybe it's a seating capacity. Because look at Taylor Swift.
There's more seating if you're in the middle. Yeah.
Like I saw Taylor Swift set up compared to like Ed Sheeran. He was in the middle.
He was in the middle, yeah.
Where like everybody can see, because there was all those people that bought Taylor Swift tickets that were like obstructed views.
Yeah. And you were just watching
a
screen.
See her performing live, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, but they have such big giant screens there. That you can get it, but then why don't you just watch it at home?
Right. But you think the round would solve all of that?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm in the mood to go to concerts. I think that that COVID really took that away from us. And then now I feel like we should take advantage of it if you have the opportunity.
I've been hitting a ton, man. I've been trying to see as much live music. I mean, I always do, but I'll go to a ton of different stuff. I'm no medicine man, but I've got a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like Gunshine, they're going to be in Friday. I'm going to go see them over at the Brass Mug. And then I've got Misfits and Megadeth.
Yeah,
and those
I might
guys
go to that
up
on Friday.
Yeah.
I might go to you because it's close. And so there's this band called Gunshine that Galvin turned us on to. And they're going to be in the studio with us Friday. I'll play some of their music on the show later on. And they're really good, sounds like a good rock and roll band, which you don't really hear a lot. And those guys who have those sorts of bands don't get any airplay anywhere.
Right.
So, you know, obviously you can find them on Spotify and those sort of places. But for the most part, you're just getting the big name bands and the big whoever record company is still shopping new bands around. But anyway, they're coming in and going to perform on Friday. We're actually doing the show from the Cox studio so that they could do it on the stage, and then they're going to be at the Brass Mug. So I'm going to probably join you only so I could see Pinky at the Brass Mug.
Yes, that's a good draw as well. Also, Naked Gypsy Queens, who I saw before at Brass Mug, are playing with them, and very similar. They're young, they're like good hard rock, kind of 80s hard rock sound to them, you know. So
all right, that'll be on Friday. Now, before the break, I was telling you I was listening to Alan Hunter from MTV, one of the original MTV VJs, and he was teasing, like I did in the last break, teasing about a song. Now, I'll give you the artist, okay? It was a song that Quincy Jones had for Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
And he had another artist who wanted the song, and he wanted Frank to do it. And it ended up going to this other artist, and they thought the problem was here is that the other artist kept crying in the song because it was so sad.
Hmm.
And I can't imagine Frank ever breaking down and crying for anything. But do you have any idea what the song might be?
The song or the artist?
Or the artist.
I'm going to say Stevie Wonder.
No. Okay. Stevie Wonder's eyes don't work. He can't even cry.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah. Can't see, can't cry, nothing.
Yeah. Did you ever hear a Shaq story about Shaq lived in
the building?
Yeah, the building with Stevie Wonder. Yeah. And said that Stevie Wonder can see?
Yep.
What?
He's like, I've seen Stevie Wonder walking in, hit the right button, walk out, talk to people.
Hit the right button, all that, but also got in the elevator, and it was just him and Shaq. And Shaq said, I didn't say anything. I was just standing there. And he goes, what's up, Big Diesel?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He goes, so, he goes, I don't know whether he could smell me or what was going on, but he knew that it was Shaq. Yeah.
He's got that distinct smell.
I bet Shaq smells like salted caramel.
Everybody smells fantastic. Yeah.
Lavender
caramel. Let's see.
While you're thinking, remember I was telling you about the... well, all right, I'll tell you after. Go ahead.
So not Frank Sinatra, and it's, I'm assuming it's somebody just completely opposite of Frank Sinatra.
Elvis. Oh,
no.
Quincy Jones.
No, Joe, but you're on the right track. Like, it's that opposite.
Mm. Mm.
This was the song that they wanted Frank Sinatra to sing. Right here, you're like, maybe this is a Frank Sinatra song. Do you know the song?
Not yet.
I've made reference to it a lot on this show. Sorry, Carmen.
Etta James?
Nope.
No? Who is this? Is this Dionne Warwick?
This is Michael Jackson's She's Out of My Life.
You know what's so funny is I was going to say Michael Jackson, but it was so obvious it was going to be Michael Jackson because Quincy Jones.
Can you imagine Sinatra singing this?
No.
Hey, bitch, you're out of my life.
Yeah, he'd sing it much differently.
Yeah.
Probably a little more upbeat.
Oh, have you heard the...
She's out of my life.
Yeah.
Have you heard the AI Sinatra?
That's what I was going to say. Can we get the AI Sinatra to sing this to see... God, this song. I love this song.
Man, Michael Jackson's so goddamn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy who said he was an engineer or something, you know, with one of the Michael Jackson records. And he said that he goes, I had to talk to Michael after one of the takes and say, you're not enunciating. You're not saying the words and you're kind of, you know, swallowing your words with and doing that stuff, whatever. And he goes, and then I thought to myself, what the hell am I doing? Like, this is Michael Jackson, and that's just the whole thing. Like, he goes, what am I trying to make him enunciate better? Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, this, I can't imagine what this would even sound like with Sinatra singing it. I don't know how to do all these AI things that all the kids are doing.
But what I'm saying is, think about the lyrics, but in a completely different style. A little bump, bump, ba-dum,
but
bump.
But is it that? Because Frank has some... slow, you know, sad song. So he's like, like, is he,
yeah, when
he
I was like 17. Yeah.
I could hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it, but it's not a listen to this. I mean,
right. He's not all weepy with it.
And at the end, he literally cries at the end of the song. You can hear me fast forward to the end.
Little whimper.
Oh, yeah. Get it together, Michael.
Oh, wow.
Get it together.
Who's he talking about?
This dude, Steve.
Macaulay Culkin.
At this point, Macaulay Culkin wasn't even in the world. Did I tell you? I think I told you this, but I also am obsessed with that Motown documentary. And I was watching it, and they were talking about when the Jackson 5 came into Motown, they were all little kids. He's like,
yeah.
He goes, they were the first, like, little kids. He goes, we had teenagers here, we had girls here. And he goes, but we literally had to have a babysitter for them because he goes, Michael was a little kid. So we had one of Berry Gordy's assistants was basically their babysitter. And he's like, and Smokey goes, oh yeah, he goes, that's when Billie Jean used to watch him. Well, the babysitter's name was Billie Jean.
Really?
And none of them were like, yeah, the one from the song. They just rolled over it like it wasn't that big of a deal.
Oh, wow.
I want to be like Billie Jean, the one who accused Michael of being the father of her baby. That's insane. I think we will die without knowing if there's aliens. I don't think our generation.
We already know there is.
No, we don't. We know there's UFOs. We don't know that there's aliens.
There's aliens.
But what's in the UFOs?
You asked me for my guess. I agree with you.
Concrete evidence.
Yeah, we don't have any evidence that what we're seeing in the UFOs are not man-made and what countries are setting them up and all
that.
There's
an article I sent you last night where a whistleblower is talking about how we have been reverse engineering alien technology since you've known about it. So this is now the fifth or sixth whistleblower that actually worked on this project that is saying we've been working on alien technology.
Okay, so I think that might be true logically, yeah. But where is the what has been the result of that since? Like, I'm not saying the technology, like half the things we have could have come from radar technology and all that stuff could have come from them, but at what point are we going to be having more interactions with them, or we got one
probably
ship
never.
Or what's
I don't think they want to interact with us in all honesty. You have the leaders of every government that have this technology. I doubt America's the only government that has this technology.
What's stopping this? Ready for this? Mm-hmm. Okay. There is a planet Earth that's so remedial that this other civilization wants nothing to do with us.
Right.
There's nobody on this smart alien planet like me that's like, well, if you guys are going to stay here, I'm going to go rule that planet.
No, because
why?
Law, they have laws, one, but also we're probably so far behind them that they're like these idiots. They look at us.
Yeah, I would come here and be the king of the idiots.
We're like a bunch of babies to them. Like, they're
I would be the king of the babies.
No. They just want our natural resources. They don't want us.
Yeah, we're behind them. They're not taking them.
So think about this is what you really should be asking yourself.
Here we go.
If there are aliens here, which there definitely are aliens here, where would they go? Probably the ocean, because it's the only place on our planet that we haven't explored, right? So if you're going to go to the ocean, what is more abundant there than on any other planet in our galaxy? Water. You go, you show up, you can take as much water as you want. You give the idiots some technology because you had some friends crash
land
here years
ago. So you're saying they're not trading technology for water?
No, they can take whatever they want. Yeah, they
so
don't
why
have to
have
deal
they
with
taken
us.
Our water? We don't have a water
Who says
shortage?
They're not taking our water?
Well,
they've proven that there is pools, there's an ocean of fresh water underneath our ocean.
Right.
So what, in your opinion, is more logical? That ocean has always been there and we just never knew about it? Or that there may have been some alien drilling that's removed enough of the Earth's crust that now all of a sudden we're like, oh my God, there's a pool of water.
I mean, you said we can't explore it anyway, so
they have tried to explore it. There was a scientist that tried to explore it and his helicopter crashed 3 days after. He did a Discovery Channel.
I was in a play in my sophomore year of high school. It was How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, okay? And I had a small role, which I can't even remember the name of the guy I played, but I sang a song. And the lyrics of the song were, when I joined this firm as a brash young man, I said to myself, now, brash young man, don't get any ideas. And I stuck to that. I haven't had one in years. That's the way I'm living my life.
Yeah.
The day that you come out and be like, I can tell you why we have aliens, is the day your helicopter crashes.
Yeah, for sure.
The day that you, I'm telling you, anybody that becomes a threat to anything dies.
The guy that Joe is showing right now is the most incredible story to me. Admiral Byrd, who flew into Antarctica, and he's got journals detailing what he saw.
Yeah.
You read those?
No, but that to me is the most likely case, because there's areas that we can't physically get to, and if we can, the government disavows any travel there because they can't rescue you. Mm. And Byrd and other folks have gone there. And even in movies, they say, you know, that's where the thing was, and that's where all this stuff is.
So if you follow Admiral Byrd's journals, he flew into the Antarctic Circle, and there was a cave that he flew into on a rescue mission, and he found an entire civilization in there that was very futuristic.
He flew into a cave?
Yeah, he flew into a giant cave. Yes, and that's where they found, they have images you can look up of a giant pyramid under the ice. That's where he flew in, and he said he encountered a whole civilization down there that was from the future. It was something like anything he'd ever seen.
Superman.
Yeah. Listen, probably.
That's not too far off.
Yeah, I mean, every myth comes from some type of truth.
Yeah.
So you have that, and then you have the fact that there have been using energy, you know, from our planet since.
It seems to me, the more I read about pyramids and those sort of things, that whoever built them, that they were designed to harness energy
for
somewhere. But it seems to me that they had a really good idea. Why aren't we using that? Like, why don't we rebuild pyramids and start sucking in the sun? The simplest reason,
if you read about the Rockefellers and what he did with fossil fuel, the man was a genius in business.
Yeah.
He really was, in business and in medicine. He
ruined our society.
Life. Pretty much. So he discovered fossil fuels, right? And then he had scientists go around to all the countries and tell them that if you dig at a certain level, you'll find fossil fuels. But the level that you have to dig is way before, it's either way before or way after you actually find the fossils. Yeah, and he would dig it for you. And then they destroyed all the evidence of technology that could use harness electricity, like Nikola Tesla. Mm-hmm. US has all of his patents. They don't release them because there's huge money to be made in big oil.
It amazes me. There'll be people now that text me and say, Spanish is so dumb. He just talks in generalities. But the fact that you know a little bit about everything makes me think that you are kind of smart and yet still wear those stupid chains.
I love the chains.
You could be a smart person and look so stupid is amazing.
I think you really enjoy my chain, which I appreciate.
He's jealous of your chain.
You know me. I'm always wanting to hold back Spanish, right? Yeah.
I found the website, too, where you can create your own songs. You just have to sign up for the AI.
Did you find the website where it has pictures of Mike wearing two chains to try and copy you?
I like it, though.
Ever going to happen.
What? You did it last week?
Mike, how the show? Good morning.
The only thing dumber
what
than
happened?
Carmen is well, lower your,
okay, lower your radio so you can stop being dumb and we can talk.
Makes me think that you are kind of smart. Okay,
so you're going to call me dumb. Mike, how the show? Good morning. I was going to let her call me dumb to my face.
This guy's just listening.
All right, whatever. Yeah. Mike, how the show? Good morning.
Yes. I was wanting to weigh in on the discussion about Admiral Byrd and everything.
Yes.
So the Antarctic Circle, they actually have something called an Antarctic Treaty, where it's like it's a multinational Navy operation where they guard all exploration beyond the 60th parallel. They keep us within a circle.
They claim the reason that we can't go in there is because at some point they can't come in there to get you and it's not safe.
Right, yeah. And about the guy that died in the helicopter crash, so basically there's water up under the ocean, and it's a different saline, so, like, it's too dense for us to be going down into it.
Right.
And actually the same is for the case up above us. So a lot of the rockets that they're shooting up in the SpaceX launches, they're actually going up and hitting water above us. So the Bible talks about the firmament separates the waters above from the waters below. So, yeah, it's just like different dimensions.
Wait, your water above where?
Above us is water.
Above our atmosphere?
Correct, yeah. So, like, if you see the SpaceX launches, they look just like, they look like a boat skimming across water.
You want to hear something even crazier? There's a video of a Falcon 9 rocket that went into space. And there is a mouse on the live feed that runs across the scaffolding of the Falcon X or Falcon 9 rocket.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah. The live feed. That was the best part. People captured the video from their live feed.
Hey. Yeah. I want to know why that lady thought I was stupid.
You're not stupid.
You hurt my feelings.
Yeah, she's mean.
Mike, how the show? Good morning.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good, sir. What's happening?
Good. I know this is off topic, but I know that whenever you guys take off, you put in, filler hosts or best of. And I was wondering if there was any way that you can do stuff that's, I've been listening to you ever since you were in the afternoons. And there was some good stuff when Rob was on specifically, but I'm talking about this one time when Carmen and him got into it. And you was talking about, you don't like Rob? She's like, no, I can't stand Rob. I hate her. And he's right there. I'm just talking about, like, excellent stuff like that from years ago. I don't know. I know you got a really good video guy there, Gio.
You know what, sir? I agree with you. Carmen does usually a great job of putting the best stuff together, but sometimes we could dig into this stuff. I will be honest, though. Even though it wasn't that long ago, some of the stuff that we did then we can't replay now because it would get us in trouble. And, even if it's something that seems so benign, like fighting with each other.
And like I'll put in stuff with Rob occasionally, but
people lose their mind.
But people lose their mind. But also, we have shown with just ratings and stuff like that, people don't like to go to that part. So I found out when Rob quit or, you know, stopped working here, which was the end of 2016, 2017. So I really don't go back that far. I occasionally will put some of that stuff in, but I don't use stuff that far because people really don't like it. You are like one of the few.
Maybe, sir, for the next best up, we'll mix some of that in. I'll try and see if we could dig deep. And
before you hang up, I wanted to ask Galvin something about your open letters. There's one, obviously this is a long time ago, and I love Spanish, I love all you guys, so I'm not making fun, but there was one that I remember years ago to Spanish's Breath, and I lost my mind.
That was a good one.
I tried to find it, and I can't find it.
I love you, Spanish. I love you, hilarious.
I
know we do have that. I don't know whether it's necessarily Gallant. Up on the site, but if we
you
can find it.
Make a reel of it, and we'll put it on the Instagram. Like, if we put it over Spanish's mouth, if you can do that. Is it too long for a reel, Gio, you think?
No. I don't know. They're usually about 2.5.
Way too long. Yeah, we're going to have to.
Shut up. Sir, I'll tell you what.
We'll make it work.
We'll see if we can get it on the Instagram by the end of the day today, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I remember that one vividly.
Me too.
It helped the way I felt. Carmen, is Dom there yet?
He is not.
Okay, good. So I'll roll through these phone calls. Good morning. Who's this?
Oh, that's the guy that was listening.
Oh, goddamn it. Sorry, sir. Hi, Mike. How's the show? Good morning.
What's up?
All right. So basically, I should take a break.
always happens.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry about that guy I hung up on, but I need to clear lines anyway because I need the phone lines to be open for Dominic Ferriello. If you want to get through with a legal call, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Get on the phone calls now if you got a question for Ask the Dom. He'll be in the studio with us after the break, and he'll be able to take your phone calls. So get on the phone lines now. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about my man, Jeff Borum. Jeff Borum, top real estate in the area, because he's got an entire team that work for him at eXp Realty. If you're looking to buy a home and looking for the home of your dreams, let Jeff know. In fact, you can go to teamborum.com and look at the homes that he has listed right there in all price ranges, from an entry-level home all the way up to the millions of dollars. Jeff does it all. And the best part about it is Jeff does it all. Him and his team do all the work for you. They look for the home, they get the deal done, they write it up, and they make it to where you just have to come in and sign, and it makes it so much easier. As a guy who's bought a couple homes in my day, it's a horrible, horrible process to go through if you're doing it yourself, and you never want to do that, because what you think you know and what you think you can find online is nothing compared to what a guy who lives here in the Tampa Bay area and has been doing this and has a whole team working for him can do for you. If you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, or look at the options and see, even looking for a cash option for your home, go to teamborum.com. That's Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M. And right there on the front page at the top, you can get an actual cash offer for your home. Find out what it's actually worth. Don't trust Zillow and all those other sites based on years of history in your neighborhood. Find out what a real price for your home is at teamborum.com. Hit them up and tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. We'll take a break. When we come back, Ask the Dom is up next. Your opportunity to talk to one of the top lawyers in the Tampa Bay area. Ask him anything you need, whether it'll be about how you can have your gun rights back after you've been in jail, because that seems to happen a lot with our audience. Or if you've got a problem with a neighbor or a homeowners association or DUI or something, Dom will be able to help you out. We'll take your phone calls next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. And now, another Bone traffic update from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Brought to you by Dunk.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.